I make heart connection to all those who make heart connection to me. I share my love and light with them as they share with me. Welcome, heart of my heart, soul of my soul. You'll find the love, the light, and the peace, and will come to realize how powerful this is, and what a powerful message it is to share. For these are the most profound of truths. I ask you to start first with yourself. Bring this into your inner, be this and do this. Feel it with every fibre of your being. Spoken together over many years and many lifetimes, the words keep hearing because we keep whispering them and shouting them to you. Love, light, and peace. These are the only words you concentrate on. You will find everything in your world will change. But let us not talk about them anymore. Let's embody them. First, let us start with love. This word has been bandied around. Feel the deep, universal love when you converse with masters. Feel this love when you channel the brotherhood. You feel this love when you connect deep into the God. Well, it's the life force which holds everything together. There is even love that goes well beyond your human comprehension. You are human, dear one. I want you to understand it to the best of your ability. The more out of sorts you feel, the more disconnected you become. Has there been those over the last couple of months who, to use your terminology, have rattled your cage or pushed your buttons? Who've responded in a very human way? I want you to take this energy, fill it through the new filters of universal love. It goes well beyond the human. Then you can see that those interactions purely human interacting with human. Energy finding energy, like attracting like. Was a reason why you attracted one into your life. He has been a great catalyst for you, and you in turn have been a catalyst for her. On the human level, you've both become entrenched in your positions. You both think you're right. You feel that energy spiraling you further and further downwards. And the more downwards you went, the more disconnected you become. This incident has served you well. What we would like you to do is bring it into that sacred heart as an aspect to be loved. Has given you the springboard to make a decision, to make choices of whether or not you choose to stay and play within this energetic dynamic, or do you choose something different? As soon as you chose something different, that energy dynamic changed. I also want you to continue to be and feel infinite love of the I Am. Know you belong to something far greater than yourself. As a human, you, of course, you will still have preferences. And people you would prefer over another. Come back into that energetic space where your heart is expanded. Go beyond personal like or dislike. Come into the universal love. You will see that they are just people being people who have their own preferences, ways of expressing themselves. They open your heart to one. Because it is so easy to close it when you're physically feeling unloved, unwanted or rejected. This feels very personal indeed. But I say, love it back into your heart space. And this will change the energy. This will change the vibration until it disappears out of your reality altogether. It is because you are no longer giving it attention. The more you say this is wrong or that is wrong, or continue to tell that story, the stronger that story becomes. This too is part of your shifting awareness. You want to use your terminology, you to walk your talk, because you will speak profound universal truths, but you must also embody these and be these. So anyone sitting in your audience feel the congruence of this within you. I am light. When you say this, it connects you far beyond the human three-dimensional. It connects you to universal energy, different shapes and forms and frequencies. Not all which you have access to in this human three-dimensional world. The light has its own language. It has its own coding and vibration. When you work within this energy, it has the power to change everything about you. For it is a very high vibrational frequency. It can change the health of a person. It can change their DNA. It can change their occurrence. Over the last months, you have given intention and purposefully chosen to have your light codes activated. And I say keep activating them, as you have reverted back to being very human. When you function only in this energy, you become very fear and anxiety based and start creating from low vibration. So over the next couple of weeks, come back into and recognize how magnificent you are. Recognize me as your higher self of unconditional universal love. Know you choose to withdraw that love from another. I will not. That is not who I am. The more you embrace this, the more you will find yourself resonating with so many more people. Great energetic waves and frequency of synchronicity. People wanting to say yes to you because they see that you embody this as your truth. Finally, my darling, peace. Cannot be at peace when you're scrambling all over the place. When you're creating in mixed energy. You will find the next couple of months will be a lot smoother for you. Because you have removed old energy, stresses and fear-based beliefs from your system. They cannot exist in this new energy. That is why it has been so turbulent and dramatic for you. It was very black and white, going through a sieve. Certain criteria, a certain size definition. Does it fit or does it not? Can it move through to the next energy or can it not? And you were taking so much with you that did not fit the filters you had in place. So therefore they had to be brought to the surface to be recognized and released. You cannot hold on to the old stories and move forward. For you now have a different purpose and a different intention. To put your whole energy into this and be this. When there is not a single doubt in your mind of who you are and what you're teaching. This will open doorways easily and effortlessly. But first, you must be in alignment with who you are and what you're asking for. So my darling, I do not apologize for what you have been through. I bless it and allow it to be released. As it has been sifted and sorted. You have deliberately chosen that it is no longer part of your conscious belief. You have new awareness. And with this new awareness comes new creation. Within this new creation comes new realization and new action. My heart, soul of my soul, I overlay my energy with yours. Pull you into my heart, as you have called the younger versions of you into your heart. I call you into mine. My arms around you, and I say, I love you, my darling. Beautiful, capable, you're magnificent. I love you. I love you, my darling. I love you.